Hello, my name's Marge Kalama Gabriel. I am the 30th Tribal Council nominee for Seek Sequa. My family, my dad, Buddy Kalama, previously Tribal Council member for Seek Sequa District and descendant of the Pitt River Paiute Band. My mother, Jeannie Yvonne Half Moon, who's Cayuse, member of the Umatilla Nez Perce Cayuse. My stepfather, Sammy Danzuka, veteran of World War II and known as Bull of the Woods, with a tree-falling business that supplied the Warm Springs Mill, is of Wasco descent. My enrollment in the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs comes from my dad, grandson to Lillian Pitt Kalama, the daughter of Charles and Sarah Pitt. Prior to the current Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Treaty, Charles and Sarah had been selected to learn, teach, interpret, and discuss wording and definitions of the English language. Their working understanding of English assisted in the treaty negotiations of 1855. Two of their grandchildren were seated on the first Tribal Council. Their granddaughter's husband also had been seated on the first Tribal Council. The great-grandchildren of Lillian Pitt, her husband Peter Kalama of Nisqually, Washington, is Buddy Kalama, my dad, and Nick Kalama, my uncle. Both represented Seek Sequa District, and Nick was the chief of Seek Sequa. In recent history, my heritage is Pitt River Paiute, incorporated with the Northern Paiute Band, identified as the Seek Sequa District of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. I would be the great-great-granddaughter of Lillian Pitt Kalama and the great-great-great-granddaughter of Charles and Sarah Pitt. My immediate family consists of four girls and four boys. I was the third born, preceded by my sisters and followed by my brothers. All elders who have passed told us to take care of each other, and we do. My life was molded by hardworking people, and the motto will always be, help each other. I request your vote to become a delegate from Seek Sequa to be seated on the 30th Tribal Council. I remember riding horses as a youth and being around the rodeo arena located in present-day early childhood education location. I loved night skiing and was on the Sandy High School swim team all 4 years and lettered in that sport. I lived in Canada for 7 years and returned to start again. I had sold my first home on the reservation to move to Canada, and I bought a home there. Powwow was the weekend thing for our family and going to adventures in Canada. I returned home and worked to have another home here. I have three children, all graduated high school, and today each made goals and family lives of their own. I have reached retirement age and rest on my hard work achievements that include a home, transportation, social security, travel within the Pacific Northwest, and my beadwork. My education reflects a typical tribal member that includes basic high school diploma and administrative training in a vocational institution obtained in 1998 while I was in Canada. My first job with an hourly wage was at Ski Bowl, located in government camp, during high school. Upon my return home, I worked at Macy's store, did a federal jobs training program and administration, tribal personnel, tribal social services, 509J school district, working summers at Kaneda, and my recent jobs include fire management and KWSO. I started work at minimum wage and retired at minimum wage. I was the working poor, head of household, the breadwinner all those years. So insight and lived experiences are my majors. I also like to read a bit. Eugene S. Hun, author of Nichewan, The Big River, wrote the book about mid-Columbia Indians and their land. Mr. Hun sought consultation from James Salam and family during the writing of Nichewan. I felt this quote from his book is relevant to my priorities, of which I have come to understand at this time. He wrote, "I believe that we are less likely to destroy what we understand than what we are ignorant of." This quote is important to me. It's preservation of the hard work of the past, the struggles of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. The words clarify the need to consult our grassroots people, find facts, and list what we have going for us and what is needed to exist on the reservation. Those who have moved from this plot of land are seeking their existence and find success. I, too, want to find success here, as it was years ago during a different time when resources were abundant. We must find different and innovative tools to strengthen the foundation of our tribal community. So my basic priority is to communicate and question policies, practices, and plans that directly impact the membership, the natural resources, and the finances of our past, present, and future. My focus will be a holistic view, keeping frontline efforts and results targeted toward collective goals. I seek your vote to help our tribal community as the Siksikwa 30th Tribal Council member representative. Thank you for your vote. Yours sincerely, Marjorie Kalama Gabriel, Siksikwa's 30th Tribal Council nominee.